Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, July 4th, 2018. On this day in 1776, the United States Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Second Continental Congress. After long debates about the problems at the Berlin Police Academy, with Tanja Knapp, a new head of the training center took over on Monday. For 3 years, she has been responsible for parts of Kreuzberg, such as the area around the Kottbusser Tor and the Gorlitzer Park. Police President Barbara Slowik recently announced numerous reforms and that she would attend the police academy on July 6th to hold talks with teachers and police students. In autumn of 2017, the difficult situation at the police academy with its almost 2,500 young police officers and 230 teachers and lecturers became known. In his report to the police academy, the external special investigator Josef Strobel from Bavaria, appointed by Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD, came to the conclusion that they were in need of about 50 teachers and instructors. In addition, there were considerable deficits in the German language skills of the trainees. He criticized that the German language aptitude test only takes place after the police students have been hired and not before. Strobel's research revealed that nearly 60% of all police students failed the initial dictation test in autumn of 2016 due to a lack of German language skills. In 2010, it was only around 7%. As a result of the accusations, the previous head was dismissed from his duties in February. The Berlin AfD wants to close the fan mile in front of the Brandenburg Gate. Frank Schiermesse, spokesman for sports policy of the AfD, commented to the RBB on Monday that since the departure of the German team, the operation is no longer worthwhile, adding that, quote, a few hundred guests as reason to close off one of Berlin's main traffic junctions until the end of the World Cup is absolutely uneconomical. Schiermesser continued and stated that the fan mile should be dismantled immediately if the contracts allow it. If there won't be a trophy for the German team, then at least a traffic jam-free start into the summer holidays. This is the party's reaction to a question that arose in Berlin last Wednesday after the DFB team's elimination from the World Cup. After the defeat against South Korea, there was a desolate void on the Strasse des Centenuni. A spokeswoman for the Fanmile told the Tagesspiegel last Thursday that the Fanmile will continue operations, that more than 100,000 people attended the last game of the German team, and individual negotiations are now being held with the operators of the stands and vendors on the mile, but most of them will remain. A spokeswoman of the Berlin Senate administration had confirmed the continued operation, stating that, quote, Berlin's fan mile remains until the end of the World Cup, because the fan mile is a peaceful festival for all football fans. This will continue even if Germany has unfortunately retired. In a tranquil neighborhood between Pankow and Prenzlauer Berg, there is a fear of a peeping Tom. Several times, a man in the Nordischen Viertel is said to have punctured holes in the blinds of apartments to observe the residents. He is now being warned with posters hung around the neighborhood stating that residents are aware of his actions since October of 2017. A 22-year-old stated that her experience with the perpetrator started in October when a neighbor told her that a man had looked under her roommate's blind into her bedroom. The problem was solved by adding a window treatment to obstruct the view. She is not the only person affected. The perpetrator is said to have spied on several women. One incident is also circulating on Facebook, explaining a stalker who, without the victim's knowledge, drilled holes in her roller shutters in order to be able to observe her at night, even when the shutters were closed. The drilled holes are then said to be sealed with advertising stickers from the outside to camouflage the perpetrator's work. The police have confirmed the reports. The peeping Tom is said to be a 40-year-old man with a history of mental problems. Witnesses had alerted the police so he could be arrested. The details are unclear. Stalking and sexual harassment investigations are underway, but according to reports, he is at large. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.